I'm looking forward to the last hour of the show. Coming up at 12 o'clock, of course, because there's a Rider game tonight. It's a day for green and white prognostications. Frank's already getting limbered up because it's busy behind the glass, taking the calls, writing down the information, because we get you to call in and we get you to tell us who's winning the Rider game, what's the score, the exact score. We tally the two up, and the person that comes the closest or right on with the right team winning will have their name successfully through for that grand prize cash draw. So if you want a chance at $1,800 cash, your way to that is through green and white prognostications coming up today at 12 noon. Now, to get us there, we've been talking a fair bit about the fact that it's a free fishing weekend this weekend. The province allows people, you don't need a fishing license to go out. Doesn't mean there's no rules, because there's rules. There's also tips and techniques. And Evan Bray is not the guy to help you with any of that stuff. But my next guest is Jason Matity, who's a friend of our show. We've had him on before. I sometimes refer to him as a Saskatchewan fishing expert. I definitely refer to him as a fishing ambassador. He is with getfishing.ca. He's a Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's Canadian ambassador, and he's joining us live right now. Jason Matity, thanks so much for taking the call.
Happy to be here, Evan.
Do you see more people out on the lakes, on the rivers this weekend? Does free fishing entice people to get out there and cast a line?
Absolutely, it does. In fact, it's almost pandemic related, that the number of people who are fishing now, because it was a built-in social distancing activity, is gone through the roof in the last 5 years. And I think it's also a generational thing that, you know, as we see older anglers, continuing to show their enjoyment of the outdoors to their kids and grandkids and great grandkids. It's amazing. It's wonderful to see. I think the sport of angling that I love so much is in good hands.
So the notion of a free fishing weekend means that you essentially don't need a license for this weekend to go fishing, but there are still rules. I know I was on the Saskatchewan.ca website, where you can go to the fishing section, and it's got the rules. But what are some of the things people should be keeping in mind if they're not everyday anglers in this province?
Well, honestly, the first thing you really, really should do, and I highly recommend that you do, is go to saskatchewan.ca/fishing and read those regulations, or make some screenshots of them on your phone, whatever you need to do, because a real basic one is you need to know the difference between species. For example, a perch is not a walleye, and they look quite different, but you need to know the difference, because you're allowed to keep on most provincial bodies of water, if you want to harvest a few, you're allowed to only keep 4 walleyes, and they have to be under a certain size. Now, it gets more specific when you get to places like Buffalo Pound, Blackstrap, and certain other bodies of water, where you're only allowed to keep 10 perch instead of what's 25 province-wide. Some bodies of water, you're only allowed to keep 3 walleyes instead of 4.
Why does it differentiate like that, Jason, in some places? Just the population?
It really has to do with... The brilliant biologists in this province have done a whole lot of work to try to limit the harvest on heavily fished waters, is really what it comes down to. So Buffalo Pound is one, jammed right between Regina and Moose Jaw. There's quite a few thousand anglers that hit it every year, and the perch population does a little better when the limit is a little lower. Same with Blackstrap and the reservoir system around Saskatoon, biggest city in the province. Those special regulations, as they're called, really, really help sustain the fishing there, because there's fewer fish going out, and it's a very renewable, beautiful resource if we let enough fish stay in the system to make more fish. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to.
Jason Matity is my guest. Getfishing.ca is where you can find Jason and all kinds of great links to videos. You've really done a good job of becoming our fishing guy in the province, and for that, we're always appreciative. Well, what else, from a safety standpoint, do you throw out to people who are thinking, they're maybe, again, not seasoned anglers, but they think, you know what, free fishing, maybe I'll go out this weekend?
Well, first of all, I need to sort of say, no, nobody can do these things alone. And my brother, Jeff Mattity, who's the other half of GetFishing.ca, who is out on the water today helping a friend of ours catch a fish, he's a giant part of GetFishing.ca. In fact, couldn't have done it without him and his brilliant knowledge of fishing. He's a biologist himself, so he can take this to a whole new level. So I just wanted to start there. But to pertaining to your question about safety, I think it's the basics of summer safety and dealing with water. You know, and essentially what I'm trying to be a bit more specific, you know, if you're going to be out there, it's going to be lots of the province is looking like it's going to be a beautiful summer weekend, which means sunburns are possible, sunstroke is possible, getting bites from bugs are possible. So, you know, you got to take care of yourself out there. Make sure you got your sunscreen, you got your hats, you got your the proper clothing to protect yourself from the sun and the bugs. And I think, you know, obviously you got to be careful in and around the water that you're practicing good safety there. If you got real little folks, get them in life jackets, even on if they're standing on the shore, you know, and just keep them safe that way. And I guess the other thing is, from an overall enjoyment standpoint, it doesn't matter if you're like 5 or 6 years old or you're 25, 30, especially if you're introducing somebody to the sport for the first time. Don't do what I've done in the past. Like, I'm a kind of guy, if I could stay up for 12 hours, that's about the perfectly length day for fishing. That's how obsessed I am about fishing, Evan. Don't do that to somebody you're introducing. Give them a couple hours.
Right.
You know? Because you're going to know after the first hour if they're into it or if they're getting bored. And I think it's important, too, that the key is if you focus on a species like perch, which are a smaller fish, they're more numerous, and I could talk about how to catch them later, you got a greater chance of catching. And it's not all about the catching, but, boy, if you catch, you literally can have somebody hooked for life on this sport.
I was going to say, it's like hitting a good shot in golf. It keeps you coming back.
100%, 100%. Like, if you're casting, retrieving, I got a bunch more weeds. I'm getting hot. Now a mosquito just bit me. You know, you want to keep it positive.
Yeah.
You want to keep it, you know, a good, fun activity. By the way, with kids, snacks, lots of snacks. Some adults, too. We don't want
I was going to say, not just kids.
And sunstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GetFishing.ca is the website. Jason Mattity is my guest. Okay, in the time we got left, we've still got about 6 or 7 minutes. I want to start talking about some tips. So let's start with locations. I know there's a ton of great fishing locations. Pick out two or three that you could throw. It might be a great destination for people anywhere in the province, Jason.
Okay, well, you know, I talked about catching perch. You know, one of the best places in southern Saskatchewan to get them is Buffalo Pound. You can catch them right offshore, right in Buffalo Pound Provincial Park. And Diefenbaker is a beautiful spot, too. The nice thing about Diefenbaker is it's like it's built for shore fishing because it's such a deep reservoir. You can literally cast to 30 feet right from shore in some places. And it's covered with beautiful sand beaches and everything else. So that's another possibility. For catching perch, a number of different species Diefenbaker has, walleyes included. And I love Kenosi, the trees, Moose Mountain Provincial Park, beautiful perch fishery there as well. And then I can't even begin to talk about the places up north, you know, provided they're okay to fish right now, because I know there's been devastating fires that are firing up again, so obviously you got to be careful out there too. And I guess the other thing, Evan, air quality, you know, if you got sensitivity to that, limit your time outdoors if it's bad in certain areas too. But
sure.
Those are the locations that come to mind right away for free fishing.
On the topic of air quality, and this is a real kind of a rookie question I'm going to ask, because I've heard things like, you know, you'll have different results on a rainy day versus a sunny day. You should go early in the morning. Are there any truth to any of those things? And does the smoke have any effect on fishing?
Well, let's start with question one about time of day. I mean, the reality is anytime you can go. It is so lake and weather dependent. And what I mean by lake and weather dependent is that when there are systems and storms about to you know, those thunderstorms we've been getting lately that we get in the summer, often it could be a fish feeding frenzy just prior to a storm. It's almost as if the fish know there's a big rumble coming that's going to throw everything off out of whack and stir the pot of the lake badly. So it's like they feed up, and because I've had some of my best, fastest action before a storm. And then you go out after the storm, and things are a little slow. Well, that's because fish, literally like us, how we feel after a meal. We're not hungry. So if they feed up, it could be at any time of the day when those storms are coming in. And sometimes if it's super clear water, I'll use walleyes as an example. They're the most popular sport fish in Canada. Everybody loves to catch a walleye. They have light-sensitive eyes. They got the big walleye eyes. And they can be tricky to catch on a bright, sunny, calm day. So if you've got some haze and the light conditions are lower, that could favor your chances of catching a walleye. Same thing with water quality. Like, I mean, our Qu'Appelle Lakes and you know, some of our smaller ponds in southern Saskatchewan get a lot of algae already that's starting to grow up. That can actually help your fishing and make it good throughout the day because you're blocking some of that light getting to the bottom. Mm-hmm. So, but it depends on the species, because pike and trout, for example, they don't see as well in darker conditions like walleyes do. And they like you know, sunnier days, maybe with a little bit of chop on the water from wind that can fire that up. So having said that, lots of times the evening and that sort of light, significant light change of daylight, you know, and then dawn and dusk definitely can favor fishing activity too. So I really didn't answer your question.
Well, you kind of did. I think you did a good job, Jason, actually.
You know, it's really get out there and go fishing.
Yeah.
It's really what the answer.
Yeah, for sure. What about types of hooks? I know it depends. I've had a number of people messaging in today. Best hook for when you're trolling, when you're casting, when you're using a bobber. Can you just give us some quick thoughts there?
Okay, well, we often get asked, and I talk a lot about with my friends about this, is if you only had one lure in your tackle box for the rest of your life, what would be the most important lure? And that is a jig. And for those listeners who don't know what a jig is, it's basically a lead head jig, little circle head on it, with a single J hook behind it. Now, the reason I say that is because a jig can be cast and retrieved. It can literally be jigged up and down. It can be pulled in slow. It can be high speed reeled in. You can put a nice rubber tail piece of plastic on it. You can put a live bait on it and let it sit there under a float and do nothing with it. It is so versatile to do all those different things with it, as opposed to some other lures that may not be as dynamic and diverse to be able to use in some of those other situations. Having said that, you know, the spoons that everybody has in their tackle box, you know, with the treble hook on them and stuff, those catch all times of the year. But the one thing I want to sort of talk about, too, is if you're shorebound, and in a lot of our southern lakes, you know, they're starting to get weedy along the shore as the heat of the summer has grown up those weeds. So one of my favorite techniques at this time of year for the shore angler, and I know you can still catch fish in the boat, but I'm making the assumption that a lot of people who are going out for free fishing weekend don't have a boat. They probably may not even have a rod, but you're going to have to go buy yourself one of those, by the way. Or you can, there's certain provincial parks that will rent gear as well. So you can check with them in advance to do that. You know, the other thing is I have a tiny jig under a float or a bobber and put a little worm on there, especially if you want to catch perch. Now, the reason I like that from shore is that'll just keep your bait up off the bottom, up out of the weeds. And now what you do is you cast out and you watch that little float. And then when it goes down, you tighten up the line, set the hook, and you catch your fish. And you can catch, you know, lots of perch with that. You can sometimes catch a pike, trout. And sometimes I've caught walleyes exceeding 10 pounds using that too.
Wow.
Which is quite an unexpected, beautiful surprise.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of texts actually that have come in asking about barbs on hooks. So for people, especially if you're not going out regularly fishing, you grab your grandfather's tackle box and it's got the old Len Thompson Five of Diamonds in there, but it's got the barbs on the hooks. You have to change that, correct?
Okay, now again, this is why you got to read the regulations, because some catch and release designated waters, and it's all in the guide that'll tell you this, some bodies of water in Saskatchewan, you do have to be barbless. You have to pinch those barbs. I highly recommend it, especially for the first-time angler, because unfortunately things happen. If you don't want to get a hook in your body. But
that's a good tip. That's a good tip right there.
If you don't have a barb, you can get it out.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a barb, you're probably going to the emergency room to get it removed.
Right.
So that's a good tip there. And it's really important to do give your distance. Give some space when you're casting and throwing hooks through the air so you're not hurting each other and you're not hooking each other. And wear your sunglasses or other spectacles, not only to protect from the sun, but to protect from that possibility as well. So that's all I have to say about barbs. But make sure you go look at the regulations, because it is illegal in some bodies of water in Saskatchewan. I can't name them all because there's too many. Yeah. To use barbs.
We have 30 seconds, Jason, and I want to get this question in because it's a grandpa asking. He wants to take his grandson fishing. He's in Regina, near the Regina area. Where's a great place to fish from shore?
You know what? I would suggest you go out to the Coppell Lakes by Fort Coppell. We're in front of the hatchery is a good spot. Very popular, though. And right off the Catepwa Beach Point at the Catepwa Provincial Park is another good spot. You got a little bit of depth there, and you can give yourself a little bit of space.
Okay, and yes or no, true or false, Pauline in Saskatoon, my dad taught me to fish amongst the rocks. The fish like to hide there. Is true or false?
Absolutely. It's structure. It's a place for minnows and the fish. The things they want to eat hide in the rocks. The biggest thing is you can't let it sink too much, or you'll get hung up and snagged in the rocks, and you'll lose your lure.
Out of time, but this has been a great chat. Jason Mattity from getfishing.ca. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Evan.
Free fishing weekend. And again, if you want to find out those regs, which Jason is recommending, saskatchewan.ca/fishing. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.